The birth of Jesus.
今天我们的信息是有关于主耶稣基督的降生。
Let us read the English version. I'll read one verse and you follow. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written.让我们一起念中文我念一节，请各位弟兄姐妹念一节。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：
施下来指犹太人的王在哪里？我们在这听见
希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说，King Herod, he is not a Jew.
希律王他不是一个犹太人。
Abraham got two sons, and one son is Isaac.
亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个儿子大儿子叫以撒。
Isaac also got two sons. One is Esau, and the other is Jacob.
以扫也有两个儿子。Okay, Jacob 跟以扫。
雅各和以扫。And Jacob in the Bible, we put it in the category of a spiritual person.
在圣经里面呢。雅各呢是列入是一个属灵的人
，and Esau is a carnal person.
以扫却是属肉体的
，and the descendant of Esau is Edom.
以扫他的孩子后代就后代就是以东人
，and the king of Edom they call Herod.
以东人的王，我们就是经这个经节里面的希律王
，just like Caesar to Roman.
就好像凯撒是罗马人的王。
The emperor to China.
好像就是我们当时的中国人的皇帝。
And Herod, he was the first king of Edom. So that's why they even call him Herod the Great.
因为希律王是以东人的第一个王，甚至他们就叫希律是希律大帝。
大希律。
大希律。
And he actually got that position through a lot of treasury given to Roman Caesar.
因为呢，他有这样子的权柄呢，他要把当时的一些国库的收入要供给当时的罗马帝国。
Because he is somehow like a relative of Jews, so he can proclaim to the Caesar, say, "I know everything about Jews."
他自称呢，他觉得他是犹太人的亲戚，他所以他告诉凯撒呢，说我什么是犹太人的一些事情我都很清楚很了解。
So I can govern them.
所以我来管辖他们是没问题的。
And he got 10 wives.
他有十个老婆。
And four of them gave birth to five sons that related to our Bible.
其中四个生了五个儿子，跟我们的圣经有关系的。
And Herod the Great, he was very cruel.
希律王是一个非常残忍的人。
He himself killed two of his sons.
他自己甚至杀害了两个他亲生的儿子。
And also slaughtered two of his wives.
而且也杀了他两个妻子。
That's the reason he need 10 wives.
这也是为什么他娶了十个老婆的原因。
And he is the one that later he slaughtered many, many children.
他也是后来为什么杀害许许多多婴孩的那个王。
And finally, he was punished by God and have a striking disease and died.
最后他也被神审判，一种很快的疾病夺去了他的性命。
And at that time, in the Palestinian area, Herod the king, he ruled the area.
当时在巴勒斯坦那个地方，就是希律王来管辖那个地点。
And when the wise men came from the east, they came into the Jerusalem and start to ask questions, say, where the king that born to be the Jew, for the Jews?
当东方的三博士来到了耶路撒冷的时候，就问说，哎，那做犹太王的人小孩生在哪里呢？
Because the wise men came from the east. Let's use this map to explain.How they got there.
Okay, 因为东方的三博士是从东方来的，所以牧师现在要给我们看一个地图，看看他们的行径是怎么样。
Over here is Palestinian.
这个地方是巴勒斯坦。
Palestine, sorry. And when at that time, when people say the east, actually Iraq was the center, so the east should be Iran area.
当时的伊拉克就是今天的伊拉克是属于他们的中心点，所以他们所谓的东方应该。
So the wise men, they saw the star. When Jesus was born, they saw the star showed up. So they start to travel all the way, and they follow the star, and then later they got into Jerusalem. And this is Egypt.
Okay, 那个地方是埃及。
So this is a general geography that we will understand for the next scriptures.
这就是我们待会要以下的经文，我们要了解的一些地理的状况。
And most of the time that pastor share the sermon about the Christmas or the Jesus birth, always try to share from Luke, and.Very, very few will share this part, but I'll try to share. But this one is a slightly different, the atmosphere of Christmas.
Okay, 我们一般来讲，我们在主日呢，圣诞的主日，很多的传道人都喜欢分享在路加福音的耶稣诞生的经节，但是比较少人会研讨这个马太福音的经节。但是今天肖牧师要带领我们来看马太福音有关耶稣的记载。
And when the wise men start to ask that question, that really disturbed King Herod.
当东方的三博士来找犹太人的王的时候，这个问题的确让希律王非常的困惑。
And also the whole town, the whole city of Jerusalem, people also disturbed.
而且不但如此，整个耶路撒冷合成的人也都很不安。
Because there is another king coming.
因为怎么会还有另外一个王也来了呢？
They disturbed because political concern.
他们当时不安是因为有政治的考量。
If there are two kings, then there will be power struggle.
如果有一个地方有两个王的话，毕竟有政治的斗争。
That means social stability will be altered.
所以呢，政治肯定会有一些不安定。
And many, many lives may pass away.
当社会不安定的时候，很可能就有人的生命要被牺牲。
There's a saying in Chinese.There won't be two tigers in one jungle.
一山不容二虎，中国人所说的。
So this is the atmosphere at that time.
所以这就是当时的一为什么不安的一个背景。
And because Herod he knew about the background or the culture of Jews, so he called in the high priests and the teachers of law.
因为希律王很了解犹太人的一些风习惯，所以他就把当时犹太人的大祭司叫来了。
And he want to find any clue from the Bible, Old Testament.
他就想从祭司那儿知道，到底在旧约里面有关于这些记载是怎么回事。
And in the Bible, actually in Old Testament, there is a saying in Micah.
在旧约的米迦书的时候，有这样子的记载。
Because the one who is coming should be born in Bethlehem.
因为在弥迦书里面记载，来的这个王应该是就是降生于伯利恒。
So let's move to the next paragraph, verse 7. Then Herod called the wise men secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
You follow this English reading.
Could you read verse 8?
让我们一起来读英文。Let's read the English verse, verse 8. He then sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and make.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.OK, 我们现在来读中文，我先一节，你们念我下面一节。汤下西律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。Herod is a very well-calculated person.
希律王是一个非常有
工于心计的人。
工于心计的一个人。
He called in the wise men and asked, "When do you saw the star?"
所以他呢，暗暗的把这个祭司叫到他的店里面来，问他们说：“哎，你们看到星的时候，要告诉我一声哦。”
是在什么时候出现的？
是什么时候出现、
？And he even claimed that after you found the child.I'll go and worship him.
而且他甚至说，哎，等到他来的时候找到了，报个信给我，我也好去拜他。
This is a big and obvious lie.
其实这是一个非常明显的一个大谎。
Well, this world actually loves a nice and shining slogan with a dirty and nasty motive behind it.
其实这个世界呢，就是很喜欢的一些很听起来非常好的一些口号，其实背后是什么样子，大家并不在乎。
So they follow the star.
所以呢，这三博士就跟着那个星星走。
And they got into the house.
就进入了那个玛利亚跟约瑟的房子。
So you will see this picture is not really at the time of Jesus' birth.
所以大家知道，这个景象的时候发生的时候，不是主耶稣降生的时候。
They didn't go into the stable.
他们并没有走到这个马鞍这个地方。
They already got into the house.
他们已经进入了房子。
And they saw the child.
他们看到了主耶稣。
And they saw Mary and Joseph,
他们也看到了玛利亚跟约瑟
whom they bowed down to,
就是他们所俯伏所拜的人
whom are they?
哦，对不起，是他们到底是拜谁
？To Joseph?
他们难道是拜约瑟吗
？Or Mary?
或者是拜玛利亚吗
？See here, we stated very clearly, they bowed down and worshipped only the child.
这里经文上很清楚地告诉我们，他们只是俯伏拜那孩子，就是主耶稣。
And they brought present.
而且他们带着礼物来。
They opened the treasures.
他们就把宝盒打开来。
Inside the treasure, there's gold.
在宝盒里面有黄金。
Gold represents majesty.
黄金代表的是尊贵。
And also incense.
还有乳香。
Incense, you need to burn it.
乳香我们知道你要去点燃它，烧它。
Then you will come out fragrance.
就会有香气出来。
It smells great.
闻起来非常的好。
And also myrrh.
还有一个就是没药。
Do you know what the purpose for myrrh?
你知道没药的功能是干什么的吗
？Jews tradition or at that time when people died, they cover their body with myrrh.
在当时犹太人的习惯呢，当人死了以后，他们就是用没药来包裹这个尸体。
To prevent the corruption.
当然，这是没药有防腐的功能。
And suppress the germs activity.
而且能够抑制这个细菌不会扩散。
And also keep away insect.
而且会让昆虫不会避免昆虫来吃这个尸体。
And suppress the bad odor.
而且可以压抑这个臭味。
Could you imagine this?
你能想象吗？
If your child birth and people bring in maybe an iPod and maybe a Chanel, that's not a problem for you. But if they bring in a little tiny coffin, what do you think?
如果你的孩子，你能想象这种情况吗？当你的孩子出生的时候，有人带的是 Chanel 法国最有名的香水，有人带的是最好的礼物，突然还带了送了一个小棺材进来，你有什么样的感觉？
Because myrrh is related to death.
因为没药代表的就是跟死亡有关。
And they worship him.
这三东方的三博士就腐败主耶稣。
And after that, they were guided in their dream. They don't need to go back as the same route.
后来呢，这三博士又在梦中被主指示说，不要再回去走原来的路线了。所以他们回去的时候就用别条路回去。
Okay, let's go further, see what happened.
那我们再看一下下面是怎么样。
Verse 13, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt.
Where he stayed until the death of Herod, and so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, Out of Egypt I call my son. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. Okay, 我们读中文，我念一节，请各位。第十三节，他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你。”因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说我从埃及召出我的儿子来。这就应了先知耶利米的话，说：“
在拉玛听见呼号大的声音，神拉近手
按。” This is the prophet fulfilled. Actually, there were two prophets. One is Hosea, 7:10 B.C.
OK, 这边有两个先知的预言呢印证了。第一个是在何西亚书里面，是在主前710年。
And the other one is Jeremiah 560 BC.
另外一个是在耶利米的时代，是在主前560年。
They already clearly describe what happened about the Jesus birth.
这两位先知都在他们的记载里面都很清楚的写明有关于主耶稣的降生。
Because Herod King pursued after Jesus.
因为呢，希律王一直在追杀主耶稣。
Therefore, a tiny little baby need to escape all the way to Egypt.
所以呢，耶稣这个小婴儿他就必须一路逃到埃及去。
And later, God will call him out of Egypt and back to Israel.
几年以后呢，神再呼召他离开埃及，回到耶路撒冷。
And this is fulfilled in Hosea.
这就是应验了。何西亚书所记载。
And because King Herod checked with the wise men that the time when Jesus' birth.
因为当时希律王呢，他问了那几个祭司说，耶稣所降生的时间是什么
？From the distance, the wise men travel. It's probably take one year.
对当时的东方的三博士来讲，他们一次要旅行的时间差不多要一年。
So King Herod, for his own power security.He said, well, let's cut off 2 years or below. That means make sure nobody escape.
希律王为了要巩固他自己的势力跟保住他的王位，所以他安全起见，他就算好，干脆两岁以下的小孩男孩子全部都杀尽。
There's never happened like this in the whole human history.
其实，在整个人类的历史里面，从来没有发生过这样子的事。
Any political activity never get involved with tiny bitty child.
在任何的政治斗争、政治事件里面，从来没有会包括要杀小孩子，两岁以下的小孩。
But this prophecy already fulfilled because of this action.
但是这个预言已经完全印证。
And let's go to the last.Verse 19. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel.And he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene. 我们念中文十九节，希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：
起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列去，因为要害小孩子性命的人。
约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去。
亚基老接着他父亲希律做了牛大人。
到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他将称为拿撒勒人的话了。Okay, I need to use this map again, to share with you.
牧师现在在用地图来告诉我们这个路线。
We have talked about our four cities.
我们要讲四个城市。
Okay, this is Jerusalem.
这里就是耶路撒冷。
And further south is called Bethlehem.And this is Egypt. And this is called Nazareth. So there are four locations. Through the verses, we can understand, was Jesus having a tough time even from his birth?
Right? 我们可以从经文可以看到，耶稣从他诞生以后，就是有一真是很艰苦的。
And I would like to ask you, who is the most evil person in this scriptures?
现在我要问大家一个问题，在我们这样读的这段经文里面，你觉得最邪恶的是哪个人？
Who is that one?
最邪恶的是哪个？
Herod, right?
我们觉得是希律王是吗？
If you are the Almighty,
如果你是那全能的主。
Would you like to take out this one from the history?
你想不想把这个人从历史里面拿掉？
And hope this never happened before.
希望这件事情从来没有发生过。
Would that be a Merry Christmas?
你觉得这样子是不是真的圣诞快乐呢？
It's so peaceful.
因为这是非常平安的。
Everybody happy.
每个人都很开心。
Who is Herod?
到底谁是希律王？
Maybe we read these scripture many, many times.
也许在座的我们都读过这个经文很多次了。
We call him Jesus Christ.
我们喊我们的主耶稣为主耶稣基督。
Do you know the meaning of Christ?
你知道基督什么意思吗？
Christ is in Greek.
基督是希腊文来的。
In Hebrew, it's called Messiah.
在犹太文里面的应该是 Messiah 是弥赛亚。
Christ actually is the one who anointed.
基督的意思是被恩膏的、膏抹的。
And in Hebrew history or in the Bible, the people only three t type of people will be anointed.
在犹太人希伯来人的历史里面，只有三种人会被恩膏。
The first one is king.
第一种人就是君王。
Second is prophet.
第二种人就是先知。
And the third is priest.
第三种是祭司。
Before they take the official position, they need to put the olive oil from their head to anoint them.
但他们在正式接受这个职位之前，必须要受到别人用橄榄油从上面把油洒抹下来。
This is the process.
这个就是这个过程，恩膏的过程。
To become official.
去做正式成为他们的职位。
And let's look up at that time the Palestine.
让我们看看当时的巴勒斯坦。
Even before Jesus was born.
甚至在耶稣诞生之前。
Who was the ruler?
谁是当时的统治者？
Who is the controller?
谁是当时的领导的人？
Herod, right?
是希律王吗？
Herod, he got all the power.
希律王有拥有所有的权力。
And he even got his own army.
而且甚至有自己的军队。
He even got his own religion.
他甚至有他自己的信仰。
He can call in the high priest and the teacher of law.
他可以把当时的大祭司以及一些律法师、教师都叫进来。
He got a huge group support him and follow him.
他有一大群跟随他、支持他的群众。
So actually, before Jesus, he already set up.A territory that under his authority.
所以其实在主耶稣降生之前，他有已经预备好了一群人是在他的控制底下的。
He is so powerful.
他实在是有非常大的权力。
He pretty much can do whatever he wants.
基本上他可以为所欲为。
Let's temporarily stop here.
让我们暂停一下。
Jesus to you.Actually, will fit in exactly to today's scriptures.
其实基督在今天你的生命里面，就像我们在圣经今天的记载一样。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
主耶稣是在伯利恒所诞生的。
It's an unnoticeable village.
是一个不怎么起眼的小村庄。
And he was born in a stable.
而且他是在马槽里面生的
and put into a manger
放在小马槽里放在这个小的动物所吃东西喂饲料的地方
It's not a fancy place
不是一个我们人人所觉得很羡慕的一个地方
It's a very uncomfortable environment
其实那个环境是非常的不舒适
But he is willing to be born there
但是他却愿意降生在这样子的环境里面
If Bethlehem is your heart,
如果伯利恒是你的心
if the manger is inside your heart,
如果这个马槽今天是在你的心里面
Jesus is willing to come.
主耶稣也愿意来
And this is the place that when Jesus was born, actually there is already an existing dynasty over there.
主耶稣诞生的时候，其实那时候已经有一个王朝在那儿。
And that is a King Herod.
那个当时的王就是希律王。
Before Jesus came into your heart, there was a king already there.
当主耶稣要进入你的生命之前，在你的生命里面已经有一个王。
That is born by your parents.
那个王，可能是来自于你父母的。
Influenced by your siblings,
也可能受到你的兄弟姐妹的影响
and taught by your teachers,
受到了你的师长的教导的影响
and impacted by your peers,
而且又受到你同辈压力的影响
even interacted with society,
接着我们的社会又给你一些影响
and also saturated by the culture around you,
然后我们又受到我们周遭文化的影响
Can you see the picture?
你可以想象得到吗
Before Jesus came into your life,
当主耶稣要来到你的生命之前，进入你的生命之前
，You are the king.
你就是那个王。
You are the King Herod.
你就是那个希律王。
You are powerful.
你是非常有权力的。
You can do everything you want.
你想做什么就做什么。
But Jesus born inside you in Bethlehem.
但是主耶稣今天已经在伯利恒为你诞生。
He stayed in the manger.
他降生在马槽里。
And good news for us, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
大好的消息，主耶稣为我们在耶路在伯利恒所诞生。
Jesus is in you. Jesus is in you.
主耶稣已经在你的生命里面。
But only one not very really happy.
但是有一个人不是很开心。
King Herod was not very happy.
希律王不是很开心。
Because he was the king.
因为希律王本来是那个王啊。
How could I allow another king to come in?
我已经是王了，我怎么可以让另外一个人来做王呢？
So there will be a revolution.
所以当有两个王的时候，就可能会发生革命。
They will struggle.
就会有斗争。
So what do you think the Herod will respond?
你想想看，希律王会有什么样的反应呢？
He will call in his army.
他会叫他的军队来。
He will call in his religion.
他会叫他的宗教人士来
find all the way
他会想尽办法
to attack Jesus
来攻击主耶稣
Do you know that happened to you?
你知道在你生命里面有没有这样发生这样的情况
Have you ever experienced that battle inside you?
你有没有经历过在你里面心里面的征战呢
Your old self, your carnal person want to attack that little baby Jesus
你属灵的属肉体的老我一直想要攻击可爱的主耶稣
even though he was in Bethlehem, not a very important place.
甚至主耶稣是生在伯利恒一个不重要的地方。
Maybe the time you receive Jesus, you just put him in the manger.
当人家接受他的时候，就把这个主耶稣就放在一个小小的马槽里面。
You are in Jerusalem.
你现在是在耶路撒冷。
You sit on the throne.
你坐在高高的王位上面。
And you want to send an army to attack Jesus.
你也想。派遣你的军队来攻击主耶稣。
Maybe some of us，
也许在座的我们
，you try to drive him out all the way。
你想要把主耶稣推出去。
You don't feel comfortable，
因为你觉得不舒服。
Because he want to be the king，
因为主耶稣想要在你的生命里面做王。
So you draw him out all the way to Egypt，
所以你要把他赶到埃及去。
Jesus is so far away from you，
耶稣离你好远好远。
He has no。Role in your life.
在你的生命里面，主耶稣一点地位都没有。
He need to wait over there.
他必须在老远的地方等你。
Maybe sometime Lord gave you a chance, you wake up.
也许有的时候主耶稣给你一个机会，当你醒过来了。
You allow Jesus to come back.
你又让主耶稣回到你的生命里面。
Maybe you will put him in Nazareth.
也许你会把主耶稣又放在拿撒勒。
Still a far away place.
还是离你好远。
But Jesus will stay there.
但是主耶稣愿意停在那个地方。
Not a very important place.
一个不重要的地方。
But he stayed there.
但是他留在那儿。
He tried to use a Bible to remind you.
他用尝试的用圣经来提醒你。
Hopefully you will grow mature.
希望你能够成长、长大、成熟。
And that is our journey.That maybe you and I, we put Jesus in different places.
这就是我们每个人属灵的过程。我们把主耶稣放在每一个不同的地方。
We can see those wise men.
我们可以看到那个东方的三博士。
Their attitude toward Jesus is the right one.
他们对主耶稣的追求是正确的态度。
They came far away from abroad.
他们从国外老远的来追求。寻找主耶稣。
The only link is the star.
唯一能够跟他们有接触的、连接的，就是那颗星星。
They follow the star.
他们跟随那颗星。
They didn't know where to go.
他们根本不知道他们要走到哪。
But they are willing to follow.
但是他们愿意跟随。
And they follow all the way.
而且他们一路的跟随。
And they ask people.
他们还问路人。
Where is Jesus?
到底主耶稣在哪儿呢？
The born of King of Jews.
这个犹太人新生的王到底在哪儿？
And once they found.Jesus,
当他们一旦他们发现主耶稣的时候
they bow down themselves,
他们就俯伏在耶稣的面前
and they open, they worship him,
而且他们拜崇拜主耶稣
and they open their treasures,
他们还把他们的宝盒打开来
they gave him the gold,
他们献上黄金
that is majesty, it's just exactly fit for a king,
黄金代表的就是尊贵尊贵是要献给君王的
also they brought incense
他们还带墨药
that is a fragrance
乳香就是代表香味
that is the fragrance is just like a prophet they brought God's word to people
所谓的乳香就是一个馨香之气，就像先知今天把神的话带给我们自己，带给我们众人。
They also bring myrrh.
最后他们也带来了没药。
They know this related to Jesus.
因为他们知道没药是跟主耶稣有关的。
Myrrh linked to death.
没药与死亡有关。
Because the priest every day what they touch is death.
因为祭司每天所碰到的、接触的就是死亡。
Because people got petitioned to God, they bring their sacrifice.
因为当人民要献祭给神的时候，他们要带来的是祭品来，要透过祭司来献祭。
Those priests will lay their hand upon those animals.
这些先知呢、祭司呢，他们就会把他们的手按在这些死亡的这些祭品上面。
And then they kill the animal.
他们也会先把他们宰杀。
So every day they touch is death.
所以他们每天所接触的就是死亡。
And they know he is our priest.
他们也知道主耶稣就是我们的大祭司。
They are in the right position to Jesus.
他们三博士对主耶稣来讲，完全的位置是正确的。
But how about you?
但是你呢？
Maybe some of you, Jesus never got into your Bethlehem.
也许在座的朋友们，主耶稣从来没有进入你心中的伯利恒。
Maybe it's a time. This is Christmas.
今天是圣诞节，也许就是今天。
Would you allow Jesus to go into your Bethlehem?
你愿意让主耶稣进入你的心中？
He said to you, "It's okay. I will stay in the manger."
主耶稣说 ，"It's okay. 我愿意待在你心中的那个马槽。
Even not important to you.
也许对你来讲不是一个重要的地
方。But I'm willing.
但是我愿意留下来。
Maybe some of us that Jesus already exiled to Egypt.
也许在座的我们有些人，主耶稣已经在你的生命里面已经离开了，到了像埃及这么远。
Had nothing to do with your life.
跟你的生命一点关系都没了。
Would you allow him to come back?
你愿意让主耶稣回来吗？
He is willing to come back.
他愿意回到，再次回到你的心中。
Maybe the exile is not that pleasant, but he said, "I would willing to come back to you."
当然，主耶稣离开了。到了埃及是不是一件快乐的事？但是主耶稣仍然愿意说：“我愿意回来。”
It's Christmas.
今天是圣诞节。
Let him come back.
让他回来吧。
Maybe some of you, your Jesus is in Nazareth.
也许在座的弟兄姐妹，有些你的主耶稣现在在拿撒勒。
That's still a little bit far away from Jerusalem.
拿撒勒离耶路撒冷还很远。
That is a place that Jesus grew up.
拿撒勒是主耶稣长大的地方。
Maybe you want to follow him, stay with him over Nazareth.
也许你愿意跟随他，就在拿撒勒。
That is a time to read Bible.
那个时间就是读圣经的时候。
To pray.
去祷告的时候。
To serve.
去服侍的时候。
But one day.
但是有一天。
He will come back.
主耶稣要回来。
He will come back.
他要回来。
He will come back to Jerusalem.
他要回到耶路撒冷。
There's a temple is for him.
因为在那里有个圣殿是给他的。
There is a throne is for him.
因为那边有个王位是给他的。
He's going there.
他就要去那儿。
No matter what.
不管发生什么事。
He's coming.
他要回来。
Are you ready?
你准备好了没有？
Would you prepare yourself for him?
你有没有把你自己准备好给他？
Allow him to sit the place that he should be.
你有没有让他准备好，让他坐上你生命中的王位呢？
He is a king.
他是王。
He is a prophet.
他是先知。
He is a priest.
他是祭司。
That is what he should be.
这就是他在我们身里面应该有的主权。
Would you allow him to come?
你愿意让他进来你的心中吗？
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you so very much.
天父，我们满心的感谢。
You sent your begotten son.
因为你把你独生的爱子赐给我们。
To this not very comfortable world.
来到了这个不舒适的世界。
And your son is willing to stay, to be born in Bethlehem in the manger.
你的独生爱子愿意谦卑地降生在一个小小的马槽里。
And sometimes we quench the spirit, we grieve the spirit.
主，我们有的时候让圣灵担忧。
We even let him exile to Egypt.
我们甚至让主耶稣离开我们的生命，逃到了埃及。
But he is willing to come back.
但是主耶稣愿意回来我们的生命。
Because you love us.
因为他爱我们。
And he is also willing to stay in Nazareth.
主耶稣也愿意谦卑地待在拿撒勒。
Hopefully we can be mature.
主愿意，我们愿意成熟长大。
We may grow up.
让我们长大。
Lord, we pray that one day you will sit on the throne of Jerusalem.
主耶稣，我们神，我们祷告有一天主耶稣要在我们的心里面，在我们的耶路撒冷里面做王。
Lord, we are hope and long for your coming.
主啊，我们渴望你的回来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.